proud moment for me.
All right, Freddie, round two. Man, you're an ultra-positive guy. You always look at the bright side, and you have a good way of looking at life. How are we feeling after this one?
You know, I'm still positive on life, of course. Life is good, but today was really bad. There's really not a whole lot of positives. I guess if I go back in the day, I qualified pretty good. I was 12th in qualifying, so my speed was pretty good early on. But as far as the main events, I certainly did not execute. I didn't ride well. I took poor decisions. I was, frankly, pretty embarrassed about how the day went.
Bike setup-wise, track-wise?
Just everything. Freddie decisions was not very good today as well. I think the guys did a good job as far as the bike and everything. Could we have changed stuff afterwards? Thinking about it, like, sure. But I think everyone did a good job. I think that would have been more on me. Not very good. Fell first moto, fell second moto.
Your bars were really bent in one of the mains.
Yeah, that was the first moto. Yeah. I fell in the second lap, bent the bars. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to finish off at least a moto. Maybe someone else will DNF, which I hope Justin Coop is all right because he didn't line up for second moto, but he DNF'd, and obviously Marshall went down. So I got 20th, but I went 20-19 for 20th overall. So it was – oh, my – it was a rough day. It was really bad. I don't know how to be positive about this one. Okay. So
we'll just move on to Vegas?
Oh, definitely move on to Vegas. Yeah, I kind of want to forget about this whole weekend. Yeah. Just pretend just I was not here this weekend. Just I hope no one saw me other than you seeing both of my falls. So.
Yeah, I happen to be watching both of them. I don't know, man. I guess the curse of me. I don't know. All right, thanks, Freddie. Appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.